KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have mostly sunny skies, 33 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy today with a high of 52, winds southwest at around 10 to 15 miles per hour. Good morning, and once again, happy Thanksgiving. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Iowa's coronavirus dashboard today shows 41 more people have died from complications of COVID-19 since yesterday's record of 47 deaths, for a total of 2,312 to date. There is one more death to report in Shelby County, where the total now stands at 9. The number of deaths attributed to a pre-existing condition statewide are at 1,327, while long-term care facility deaths amount to 1,038, and that's 15 more than on Wednesday. Three more long-term care facilities report COVID-19 outbreaks, bringing the total across Iowa to 152. Those same care facilities report a total of 4,647 positive cases among patients and staff, and 1,796 have recovered. Cass County's three long-term care facilities have a total of 208 confirmed positive cases and 123 recovered. Officials say there have been 3,333 new confirmed positive cases of the virus reported since yesterday, for a total since the pandemic began of 222,280. Cass County now has 12 new positive cases for a total of 797. Mills County crossed the 1,000 mark for positive cases and are at 1,012. Pottawatomie County positive cases continue to grow exponentially and crossed 6,000 today to 6,081. Hospitalizations have fallen from Wednesday's 1,305 to 1,269 today. There are 271 patients in an intensive care unit across the state. That's two more than Wednesday. 193 patients have been admitted over nearly the past 24 hours. That's down from 198 previously. And there are 142 people on a ventilator compared to 150 previously. Now, in western and southwest Iowa, there are 60 COVID patients in a hospital. That's down four from yesterday. 17 are in an ICU. That's two less than before. 10 were admitted to a hospital compared to six previously. And seven people are on a ventilator, one less than previously reported. Now, the state's data show that there are 1,194,530 Iowans that have been tested for coronavirus. The test results received yesterday amounted to 8,712, with 6,737 coming back negative and 1,923 positive. Iowa's statewide 14-day positivity rate continues to decline. It's now at 18.6%. The individual positivity rate is also at 18.6%. Cass County's positivity rate is at 20.3%, unchanged from yesterday. Taylor County now has the highest rate in southwest Iowa, surpassing Union County with 24.6%. Audubon County is the lowest at 10.8%. And the IDPH says a total of 970,158 Iowans have tested negative for COVID-19, and 124,521 persons have recovered. Montgomery County Auditor Stephanie Burke report absentee voting will begin Monday, November 30th, and that is for the December 15th, 2020 special election to elect a Board of Supervisor in District 1 to fill a vacancy. The auditor's office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. for in-person voting. The last day to request and vote an absentee ballot in person at the Montgomery County Auditor's Office is on Monday, December 14th. You must provide proof of identification before voting. Eligible electors must live in the District 1. The District 1 map can be viewed at www.montgomerycountyia.gov or in person at the auditor's office. Only those voters living in District 1 can cast a vote in this upcoming election. Absentee request forms are available on the county's website as well, as just mentioned, or at the auditor's office. Request forms will have to be completed, though, before prior to receiving an absentee ballot. Return your request form as soon as possible. Burke says the request forms and ballots can be mailed, dropped off at the county auditor's office or the official county drop box located at the courthouse. Again, the Montgomery County Auditor's Office is open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., the holiday withstanding. If anyone has questions about voter registration, absentee ballots, or voting, call them at 712-623-5127. The Guthrie County Sheriff's Office on Wednesday provided information about an injury accident that took place on November 14th. Authorities say at around 7:38 a.m. that day, a Guthrie County deputy responded to a head-on collision at the intersection of Highways 4 and 141 east of Bagley. An investigation determined a 2014 Ford Explorer driven by 43-year-old Sarah Anderson of Templeton was traveling eastbound on Highway 141, while a 2000 Ford Windstar van driven by 34-year-old Cody Savage of Jefferson was traveling westbound. Anderson and her 13-year-old passenger, Haley Nelson, told authorities they saw that the van was in their lane of travel. Anderson tried to avoid hitting the van. eastbound by going into the westbound lane, but Savage swerved into the west lane at the same time before the vehicles collided head-on. Savage told authorities afterward he could not accurately recall how the accident happened. A witness to the collision, collaborated Anderson's account of the story, and Anderson suffered suspected minor injuries. Haley Nelson complained of pain and possible injury. A third passenger in the SUV, 43-year-old Sarah Fernanding, was trapped in the vehicle and suffered suspected minor injuries. She was extricated by mechanical means. Fernanding and Anderson were transported by Panora EMS to Mercy Hospital in downtown Des Moines, while Nelson went to the Dallas County Hospital by Dallas County EMS. Savage was flown by LifeNet helicopter to Mercy downtown Des Moines for treatment of suspected serious injuries. The vehicles were totaled in the crash with an estimated $40,000 damage altogether. An Iowa DOT highway sign sustained $1,500 damage. The Harlan Police Department reports two recent arrests. On Monday, 54-year-old Roxanne Mayor Porker of Harlan was arrested on three charges following a traffic stop. Porker was taken into custody for OWI, violation of a restricted license, and failure to use headlamps when required. And on November 20th, 19-year-old Randy Lynn Hess of Harlan was arrested on an assault charge. The HPD says there were also two accidents. One of them occurred on November 21st, the other on November 23rd, neither of which resulted in any injuries. The Mills County Sheriff's Office on Wednesday reported the arrest at around 6:45 a.m. of 24-year-old Cheyenne Lopez of Underwood. She was taken into custody at the Pott County Jail on Mills County warrant for burglary in the third degree. Lopez's bond was set at $2,000. And a 9-year-old girl was injured during a rollover accident late Tuesday morning in Mills County. Authorities say a Jeep driven by 30-year-old Alexandra Sturm of Henderson was traveling north on Highway 59 near DeVore Avenue when, due to the snowy road conditions, the SUV left the road and entered the west ditch where it rolled over. The child was ejected from the vehicle as it rolled. She suffered minor injuries, though, and was transported by Henderson Rescue to the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital. There were no other injuries noted. Page County Sheriff's Office said no serious injuries were reported following a rollover accident Tuesday afternoon. Deputies responded at around 3:15 p.m. to the scene at the 2100 block of Maple Avenue. An investigation determined 57-year-old Corey Cloyd of Omaha was driving a 2019 Isuzu box truck owned by Keystone Automotive Industries. Northbound on Maple Avenue, Cloyd started down a hill and was slowing to enter a curve at the intersection with Maple and 220th, which Maple curves just west, north of that intersection. When the vehicle went out of control on the wet surface, the truck struck a road sign and entered the north ditch about halfway into the curve before rolling onto its side and coming to rest in a ditch. Cloyd was unable to exit the vehicle at the time. A passerby used a piece of metal to break out the windshield so Cloyd could escape. He refused medical treatment at the scene. Damage amounted to $15,500. No citations were issued. The Page County Sheriff's Office was assisted at the scene by the Clarinda Ambulance Service and the Clarinda Fire Department. Union County Sheriff's officials reported yesterday a woman from Stewart was arrested on 8 Union County warrants Tuesday evening at the Union County Law Enforcement Center. Authorities say 22-year-old Brianna Lawson was arrested on one warrant for violation of probation, 6 warrants for failure to appear, and 1 warrant for violation of a no-contact or protective order. She was being held without bail for Union County in the Adams County Jail until seen by a judge. And finally, in state news, the Iowa Tribe of Kansas and Nebraska is creating the nation's largest tribal national park on a forested bluff overlooking the Missouri River and a historic site of its people. The tribe said the 444-acre park will allow it to tell the story of the Iowa people and provide a rustic getaway where people can hike, camp, and birdwatch. The Omaha World Herald reports the Iowa Tribal National Park will overlook a historic trading village once used by the Iowa people to barter for buffalo hides and pipestones with other tribes. That site includes 3 burial mounds that date back 3,000 years. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.